On a winter night in 2018, a man walked up to Greg and Melissa Davis's house and knocked on their door.
I think about around 9 o'clock at night, a guy shows up at their door and he has a vehicle out front that looks like a police vehicle. He is wearing a mask that says U.S. Marshal. He presents himself as a U.S. Marshal and says that I have a warrant here for your arrest. I need you to come with me.
That's our colleague Joe Walker. And according to court documents, the man at the door was carrying a rifle and handcuffs. He said he was there to arrest Greg Davis on racketeering charges.
And Greg Davis says, okay, I'm going to go get dressed. He goes upstairs. He tells his wife what's happened. Exactly what was said between them isn't so clear, but he goes back downstairs and he leaves with this man who says that he is with the U.S. Marshals Service.
When Davis walked out of his house that night, it was the last time his family ever saw him.
The next day, some, you know, just drivers by notice a body on the side of a road on a snowbank, and they call the police, and it's Greg Davis, where he is handcuffed and has been shot and killed.
4 years later, authorities arrested the man who they say directed the plot to kill Davis, a biotech executive named Serhat Gumeruçu. Gumeruçu had been sort of a typical tech entrepreneur in L.A. He had a multimillion dollar home in Hollywood and a company traded on the NASDAQ. But now he's in jail, charged with murder and awaiting trial. Through his lawyer, Gumeruçu denies the charges.
It's just sort of intrinsically and obviously really interesting to have a biotech entrepreneur and self-proclaimed scientist and physician allegedly be wrapped up in hiring a hitman to murder somebody.
Welcome to The Journal, our show about money, business, and power. I'm Kate Linebaugh. It's Tuesday, August 2nd. Coming up on the show, a biotech entrepreneur, a trail of fraud, and a murder.
This episode is brought to you by Vonage. With Vonage Video API, your developers can easily create custom video experiences tailored to your business. Enhance every conversation with live video, whether it's delivering faster tech support, improving customer service, or enabling interactive meetings and events. Unlock the true video potential of your business. Discover how at Vonage.com.
Earlier this year, our colleague Joe Walker, who covers biotech, was sitting at his desk preparing for an afternoon interview when something grabbed his attention.
An email came across from the Department of Justice that said two men indicted in a murder for hire conspiracy. And when I looked at the press release, the first name there was Serhat Gumeruçu. And I immediately thought, wow, this can't possibly be the same guy, can it? But it must be, because how many Serhat Gumeruçus are there? And so I started trying to learn more. I called the U.S. Attorney's Office that had put out the release, and soon the stock started plummeting, and it became clear that it was the same person.
Joe started to dig into this story. He pored over federal, state, and local records. He interviewed dozens of people who worked with Gumeruçu, and there was one description that stuck with him.
Gentle is the word people use a lot, sort of soft-spoken. He's 39. He comes from Turkey, speaks very fluent English, as well as several other languages, apparently.
Here he is on a podcast last year.
There's no such thing as failure. Yeah. And if you know there's no such thing as failure, then you don't need to have confidence. It's not confidence. It's just a state of, contentment. Mm.
He is someone who has been able to make a lot of friends, a lot of business contacts in a very short period of time, something of a charmer.
When he was growing up in Turkey, one of his hobbies was performing magic. In a video from 2002, Kumaruchu is on stage.
Now, the next comer is a medical student, Dr. No.
So Serhat is in the video, and he's playing with these canes, and they kind of like look like they're levitating, and he's sort of walking around the stage and doing some magic ring stuff as well. And yeah, just sort of like a pretty, you know, straightforward magic show type of performance.
Kumaruchu eventually left Turkey, and in 2013, he moved to the U.S. He got married and bought a $1 million home in Hollywood the following year. And he became interested in developing new drugs and making connections with influencers in healthcare. And he caught people's attention, like Mark Dybul, a Georgetown professor who became CEO of Kumaruchu's biotech business. Here's Dybul last year.
Dr. Serhat Kumaruchu is a genius. I've been fortunate to meet the top scientists in the world, including Nobel laureates. He's up there with them. He has a remarkable genius mind that sees across different scientific disciplines to come up with innovative solutions, the kind when you see them, you say, aha, why didn't we think of that 20 years ago?
Kumaruchu was known in the science community for trying out unconventional ideas, like treating patients with leeches. Here he is.
It's a treatment modality that's been around for 3,000-4,000 years. Egypt, India, China. And then during the medieval times, they got a bad rap because they started, you know, they tried using leeches everything and for everything. And, you know, no medicine will be good for everything. So you have to.
He was also persuasive in treating patients desperate for help.
So in Pennsylvania in 2016, he was sued by a family where they said that he had come to Pennsylvania to treat the mother and the son, a young man with cancer, gave him several treatments, and then the young man died from the cancer. And so in the lawsuit, this family alleges that the money that they gave him for more cancer treatments, which he did not deliver after the guy died, Serhat did not pay them back for that money.
Kumaruchu hasn't commented on that case. He later paid a judgment set by the court. When asked about the case this year, his lawyer said that he isn't licensed to practice medicine in the U.S. and that he's never treated patients. Kumaruchu continued to have big ambitions. One idea was trying to cure HIV, using a one-time cell transplant aimed at stopping the virus's attack. The idea had been tried before but failed, and Kumaruchu claimed to have come up with a way to make it work. In April 2017, he registered a company, Kumaruchu Health, LLC. And he quickly attracted interest. Within weeks, he was consulting with a European businessman, René Sindlev.
René is an investor in an existing biotech company based in Denmark. And him and Serhat somehow connect, and within the next year or so, in 2017, there is a deal to merge the Danish biotech firm with Serhat's company that he had founded with his husband and another fellow that they were friends with who had a background as a sort of an internet entrepreneur.
As Kumaruchu's biotech ambitions were coming together, he was also working on other ventures. Everything from flipping real estate to trading oil. And in one deal, he worked with a former commodities trader, Greg Davis, the man who was found dead in Vermont.
Serhat and his brother, Murat, allegedly had a deal where they were going to essentially put up a bunch of money so that Greg Davis in Vermont could basically pull off the sale of some fuel, some oil or fuel, in which he was going to make a profit.
But that oil deal went very wrong. That's coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Empower. If you're like most people, you've had your fair share of financial questions. Questions like, will you be able to afford a third kid? Will you be able to do everything you want when you retire? What if you outlive your savings? Empower knows these questions can be stressful, so they're here to help answer your what ifs and empower what's next. Join 18 million Americans and take control of your financial future. Tap the banner to learn more or visit empower.com.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/journal. Terms and conditions apply.
Sarahat Gumerucu and Greg Davis were moving forward with their oil deal. As part of it, prosecutors say Gumerucu needed to pay Davis $600,000. But the checks Gumerucu wrote were bad. They were from overdrawn accounts. So Davis didn't get the money. And prosecutors say he told his wife he was being defrauded.
Greg Davis is saying, you know, Sarahat and Murad, they need to make good on their contractual obligations. They haven't done so. I received banking documentation, and then when I called the bank that it supposedly came from in the Middle East to verify it, they told me they had no idea what I was talking about.
While Davis was trying to get his money, Gumerucu was working on a big business deal. He was negotiating a major investment and a merger that would create his NASDAQ-traded company, Enochian Biosciences. Prosecutors say Gumerucu didn't want Davis to interfere with that deal going through, and that Davis was threatening to go to the authorities. But based on Joe's reporting, Davis didn't go to the authorities. And 5 days before Gumerucu's big deal went through, law enforcement officers found Davis's body. The next day, according to prosecutors, they interviewed his wife.
Prosecutors say that she explained that he was involved in a business deal with the Gumerucu brothers, Sarahat and Murat, and he thought that he was being defrauded. Also, what happens is that, you know, because somebody who had been allegedly posing as being with the U.S. Marshals Service had taken Greg Davis away and was the last person to be seen with him before he was found murdered, the FBI is also involved right from the get-go.
So investigators started trying to piece together who killed Davis and why. And from their interview with his wife, they were looking into Gumerucu.
And using, you know, sort of shoe leather investigative techniques, like, you know, trying to find license plate numbers and who bought the vehicle that the suspect was in at the time that Greg Davis was murdered, they eventually track down who they think is the hitman, the trigger man.
And in April, investigators arrested the man they allege posed as a U.S. Marshal and killed Davis.
And they also find who they think is the connection between the trigger man and the Gumerucus. Prosecutors say that they interview a guy in Nevada named Aaron Lee Etheridge, who they believe is connected to the hitman. In the first interview, Etheridge doesn't say much. What they say is that he denies involvement, he denies knowing anything about it. And then, not long after that, comes back of his own volition, voluntarily, and says, I did it. I'm going to tell you everything I know. Like, I know the jig is up. And so what Etheridge tells the FBI is that essentially he was contacted by a guy in Nevada who is a close family friend of Sarahat's, and they arranged to have Gregory Davis killed.
This is what prosecutors laid out in court documents. And it's how they allege Gumerucu was connected to Davis's murder.
Then, in May, Sarahat is at LAX Airport in Los Angeles, about to fly to New York, and he is arrested there by the federal agents, as is his family friend in Nevada at about the same time. Prosecutors say that Mr. Gumerucu and his alleged co-conspirators likely thought that they had gotten away with it.
And what do prosecutors allege was Gumerucu's motivation?
Prosecutors allege that Gumerucu's motivation to kill Davis was to keep him from, you know, sounding the alarm on this alleged fraud that he thought he was the victim of and derailing the Enochian Biosciences deal.
And what happens now?
Well, we don't know what happens next exactly, but this is a federal case, and the wheels of justice will probably grind fairly slowly. Mr. Gumrushu would then be transferred to Vermont, where these charges were filed against him, and he will eventually go to trial.
A federal grand jury indicted him on murder conspiracy charges, an offense that's punishable by death. Gumrushu has denied the charges through his lawyer.
The whole thing, I mean, he's like sort of a fascinating guy, right? I mean, he is, you know, fairly young guy. He's bending spoons at dinner to, like, impress people. And he is insinuating himself into the social circles of quite powerful and wealthy people. And he's doing all sorts of different business deals to make money and, you know, leaves behind this trail of alleged fraud. But there was no real sign that he was, you know, going to be derailed at all. If anything, his star was only ascending. And so then to have this murder for hire allegation is very shocking to the public, but also to people who knew him intimately.
That's all for today, Tuesday, August 2nd. The Journal is a co-production of Gimlet and The Wall Street Journal. If you like our show, follow us on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. We're out every weekday afternoon. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.